I'm praying now that my words and my story will resonate with us today. I'm 66 years old, raised in North Carolina by prosperous, educated people, surrounded by loving extended family and friends. I'm married to a great guy, and we have a great daughter who's doing well in her life. So why am I here telling my story? Because I have always had the disease of compulsive overeating, and because the impact it has and has now on my life. My size, larger than most of the kids we knew, became a concern to my parents when I was 4 years old. I'm sure that many of us may remember those enjoyable diet meal supplements intended for adult dieters. Many of us may remember that treats were intended for other kids, not us. I understand my parents better now. In their world, fat and large were unacceptable, and they didn't want that for me. As I grew larger, shaming became one of the weapons used in the fight against my weight. And I retreated from the shaming I got at home and school into my bedroom with a book and food, or to the houses of friends where the treats, were handed to me without question. Food was very much equal to love in my understanding. I was put on amphetamines at age 11, and seeing the world through that lens of hyperactivity was unusual. I stayed on them for several years, never losing, steadily gaining. In seventh grade, age 12, I began exercising as well as taking speed, and weight finally came off, and love and approval poured in from parents and teachers. Thus began my journey into weight loss programs and self-help books and the nonstop obsession with diets, weight loss, and the secret eating that accompanied that voice in my head that told me I was unacceptable when I started to regain. I went from 110 pounds to 160, moved back down, and then back up. Fashion magazines were Bibles to me. I discovered drugs, pot, and alcohol at age 15. What a relief I felt. It was free license to enjoy quantities of junk food, finding acceptance from others, forgetting about shame for a while. I went to college at age 18, and my ambition was to become an actress. Not just any actress, but a famous one, loved by all. Food and weight gain were still a constant, and diet mentality was what tempered that. I moved to New York in pursuit of that goal, and 4 years later realized I would never set the world on fire. I returned to North Carolina and my family, unsure of how to find a new way, and food remained a constant, loving friend. Into my 20s and 30s, I dropped drugs and most alcohol, and with the help of constant dieting, lost and gained until I reached 200 pounds. I married that great guy who has accepted and loved me at every stage of this journey. Again, though, my quest to have the perfect body never left. And nothing, not marriage, not career, but that body and food obsession were number one in my life. I had our daughter when I was 35, and my weight then soared. I was 240 pounds when she was born, and it never came back off. From 1990 to 2000, I lost small amounts of weight, joined diet programs and clinics, spending thousands on doctors who promised any number of solutions. None of them were looking at the disease of compulsive overeating. I saw all of them through that lens of becoming normal, becoming like everyone else, able to eat anything I wanted and normal sized. I worshiped at the altar of shame, self-resentment, zero acceptance. OA came briefly into my life in my final term of pregnancy. My home group felt like a diet club. I could see people with the same problem, but I wanted a diet club, not steps and tools, and I left, determined to never come back. Then fast forward to the year 2000. I was a graduate of a famous diet program, veteran of countless diets, staunch person of faith in the church I was raised in, and I weighed 300 pounds, bankrupt emotionally and spiritually, unable to truly love anyone. The mental obsession ruled my life 100%. If I was on a diet, everyone in my house was also on a diet because I was so self-centered and so sure that this time would be different. That famous People magazine article in 1999 featured a famous actress who had lost 100 pounds after weight loss surgery. It became my biggest obsession. I was desperate. This was the ultimate solution, and I finally had a gastric bypass in 2000. And that carried me down to 150 pounds. And for the first time, I felt that my diet and weight and food obsession were over. Like many of us, that simply wasn't true. Surgery couldn't remove the food obsession, the lifelong self-loathing, the longing for love and acceptance from the whole world. I became normal size, but my appetite for love and comfort was insatiable. I discovered alcohol a couple of years after surgery, trading one addiction for another. About that, I'll say not too much, except that many of us have experienced this. I got sober in 2002 with my discovery of the 12 steps in the rooms and traded back up to food addiction. I was a dry drunk for 6 years and relapsed not only back to alcohol, but food, especially sugar. Nightly binges on both were constant. Then fast forward to 2019. I was again sober, but still binging and dieting. Still working on regaining my 150-pound weight loss. An AA friend 12-stepped me into OA in a restaurant of all places. And after a month of looking at the OA website, I found face-to-face meetings and ordered literature. Sorry. My surrendering, my step one, was a night in front of the refrigerator, contemplating my next binge and planning the diet I would start the next day. I finally understood the complete insanity that I was living at that point. My first months on OA were a diet club. I was an expert restrictor and I lost a huge amount of weight. I had a sponsor I was scared of. I was still driven by my own shame, still unable to fully comprehend the love and understanding you offered. Despite my long exposure to the big book and the steps, I took a long time to find willingness to work and understand why I was here. With the tremendous help of a new loving sponsor and a higher power that continues to evolve in my life and these meetings and tools and the love and support of all of you, I've found such amazing recovery from this lifelong disease. Physically, I'm at a normal weight, about 150 pounds. And I eat with more food neutrality. I've been abstinent from my trigger foods, which are sugar, breads, and any snacks in bags or jars since November of 2019. I don't binge anymore. I have mostly food neutrality, less and less of the need to graze and seek more extra safe foods. Emotionally, I have come to fully accept and love myself as I am, the bipolar 66-year-old woman with that past and present as an addict. And I'm learning to better love and serve my family, my friends, the world. Sorry, a few tears. I've learned to hand over my life on a daily basis to a higher power, better understanding that my wish to be in charge of myself, my problems, and yours is better handled by a loving higher power. My most recent go-to chapter in the big book is the chapter called We Agnostics. And I finally understand that letting go of all my old ideas and beliefs and replacing it with faith in a higher power is my solution to this compulsive overeater. My daily reprieve consists of a plan of eating, a plan of action, sponsorship, reporting daily to a food sponsor and OA fellows, meditation early in the morning.
10 minutes.
Thanks, Jerry. Prayer throughout the day and daily exercise. I also journal as many mornings as I can, and that's, for me, a lot of times a letter to God, where I just pour out my resentments and anything else that I consider a problem, and then I wait for inspiration and some idea of what my higher power wants for me to do to handle something like this. I have so many rewards from this new way of living. I've gotten through difficult situations, reconciled lifelong resentments. I also am coming to respect my resentments and to see the connection between my resentments and my need to compulsively overeat. To acknowledge that I'm not perfect and that resentments do come up and that I have tools to work with those and to resolve them. I now hike. I wear bathing suits on this imperfect body and show this imperfect body. And I have a reprieve from this madness. So it's not 20 minutes. I thought it would be 50 minutes, but, this is what I've got today. This is what's in my heart today. And I'm so thankful for all of you all and for getting to share this story. And I just keep coming back. You always see me at 5 a.m. and, you know, I don't know. I just somehow, no host has shut off my video or my audio yet, but I'm here. And that's a miracle to me. So, having said all of that, thank you.